Yes.
So he's got big wingspan, and you're right, he hits a big levers.
Got me a home and a multi one day, did too, which was nice.
Yes.
We love when Marin does that sort of stuff for us. Now, Arsenal didn't get me home in the multi, but by goodness, I've been looking forward to this conversation with Russell Milton, who covers the EPL for us on The Breakfast Club. He's back after a big weekend. Russ, welcome.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
Well, we're okay, Russ, but I'd like to know more about how your world sits today.
My world's brilliant, actually. Yeah, the last 24 hours have been great. I was hoping I was getting the call from Joey this morning to come on, because I thought he might have avoided me, because I thought Whitey might have got into him, but obviously he didn't. So, yeah, I'm glad to be on, lads. Thank you.
Well, no, the truth is, Whitey did try to shut this conversation down, but I wouldn't have any of it, Russ. So I had to fight him and wrestle him and headlock him and say, leave it alone. Let's cover this, because Arsenal defeated Tottenham 3-1, Russ.
Great, yeah, great result. I think, that's what, for Tottenham now, they were... It's funny how quickly football changes, isn't it? 2 weeks ago, or two, 3 weeks ago, top of the league, won 3 out of 3, and now... And Arsenal were bottom, and I said to White at the time, I hope you take a Polaroid of this, because I don't think it will last very long. But I didn't expect the turnaround that's happened in the last couple of weeks, where Arsenal won 3, Tottenham lost 3. Exact reverse of the first 3 fixtures. And, you know, Arsenal now 10th, Tottenham 11th. But, yeah, Arsenal were fantastic. It's certainly the first half, and I think you've got to question Tottenham's tactics to go to a North London derby and just sit back and whack the ball up front and hope Harry Kane and Son might get on it. Arsenal just came at them and 3 goals in 34 minutes, I think. And it was the Arsenal of old, really, to be honest. And, you know, I think we are still pinching ourselves, Arsenal fans, because didn't expect the turnaround to be that quick, but it was good to see.
So tell me why it's happened. Because Mikel Arteta was under enormous pressure in the first couple of weeks, but the side seems to have settled in the last couple of weeks. I think there was 14 or so changes in the 11 in the first 4 rounds, but since then it's only been 3 total. So is it just a matter of just getting the outfit that he wants out there on the park that he works out can fit together?
Exactly that, Arf. Yeah, exactly that. They lost the first game against Brentford with a really young team, and then they had, City away and Chelsea at home. I mean, those two are going to be, one of those two is going to win the league, so I don't think that's their absolute disgraceful performances, although Chelsea did look really good. But the last 3 games have been gradually getting your form back. You know, it was a 1-0 against Norwich, which wasn't overly convincing. They then went to Burnley, won 1-0, and they seem to just kick into gear against Tottenham really well. Got Aubameyang, the captain, leading from the front. You've got 3 really exciting players behind, certainly in Smith Rowe and Saka, who were outstanding yesterday. And it was great to see. It was Arsenal of old. They had a good base at the back with certainly Granit Xhaka did very well in midfield with Partey, and they gave them the platform for the quick lads and the skillful lads to go and do their bit. And I mean, a couple of the goals were fantastic from front to back. Counter attacking football at its best. And it's good to see Aubameyang, because I thought, and I think most Arsenal fans did, they thought Aubameyang didn't really want to be there, a few months back. But obviously, yesterday's performance showed different.
So just on Tottenham, Russell, and I must confess, I was angry watching it last night. And the other night, it started at 1 o'clock or 1:30, whatever it was, our time, and I got up to watch it, and half an hour in, I turned it off and then couldn't get to sleep. Because I was so angry with how they played. They weren't playing attractive football when they won their first 3 games. But is the manager already in a bit of trouble? Because Kane can't play the system. They can't score. And they're not playing the Tottenham way.
Conceding 3 for the last 3 weeks too.
Yeah. So, I mean, could he be under that pressure already for a team that was on top at the end of August?
Well, it's like I said, football's, a week is a long time in football. We've had, I think Tottenham played 4 games since they won the first 3. Now, they've conceded 11. They've had fewer shots than anyone else in the league. And they've run less, which I think the real worry is that they've run less than everyone else.
Yep.
You look at teams like Norwich, you've got to ask questions of that, because I think number one on the pitch, when you go on, you've got to do the basics. You've got to run harder than your opponent, win your battles, and then your first and second balls, then you can get some momentum in the game. And Tottenham, for the last, you're quite right, they weren't very good the first three games. They won 1-0, seemed to get, were pretty lucky in a couple of them, but the last three, yeah, they've just been, I think you can say, inept, really. And many Tottenham fans, like yourself, during, I don't know if you saw on the TV, they walked out after, you know, 25, 30 minutes. My brother-in-law's a Tottenham fan. He switched off and watched the Ryder Cup at half-time. Well, I gleefully texted him and said, have you switched off yet? And he said, no. Yes, he said, yes, I have. I'm now watching the Ryder Cup. And I think many Tottenham fans thought that, like yourself. And, you know, for a North London derby, to not get up for it and do the basics, I think, is pretty poor, really. And when your captain, well, not your captain, but your main man, Harry Kane, doesn't look like he wants to be there, I think it spreads throughout the team very quickly. And, you know, there's a worry for Tottenham going forward. Yes, Nuno Santos is his job. You know, I don't think Daniel Levy would take too many of these performances before he starts to get a bit twitchy. So, you know, they've got to turn it around very quick, I think, Tottenham have.
Yeah, I agree. I just quickly on some of the other results, because it was one of those weekends where we're not talking about Tottenham anymore, Daniel.
Okay, just checking.
Because there was a lot of, I mean, there's been some predictable results in recent weeks, but that wasn't the case on the weekend. There, a couple of the big named clubs lost, a couple were held to a draw. It was a bit of an unpredictable weekend.
It was really, yeah. The big game was, apart from the North London derby, Arsenal Tottenham, was Chelsea-Man City. Man City were very good. I must admit, I didn't see City winning this. I thought a draw they would get at best. They went to Chelsea and won 1-0. Chelsea, for me, had looked title favourites till then. Man City were excellent. You know, dominated the game, could have been more. The big one was probably, yeah, United losing at home against Aston Villa. Fernandes missing the penalty to get a point. With Ronaldo on the pitch as well, the big controversy here has been, why didn't Ronaldo take the penalty? But Fernandes has obviously been very successful from there. He considered himself to be the best man at the job for the time. And, you know, Ronaldo said, yeah, you have it. But, yeah, United have struggled a little bit of late, although they're fourth and looking quite good. But, yeah, there were some good results. You know, obviously the City. The Brentford-Liverpool one, what a game that was, 3-3. You know, ebbed and flowed. Brentford are a really good side, particularly at home. They're going to cause a lot of upsets this season and play some really good football, as Liverpool found out. And that could have been 10-0, that game. It was a fantastic game to watch. But all in all, I think the first six games in the league have been really good. I think it's going to be quite tight this year. You know, you got 14, then you got 14 points to Liverpool, then you got 14s on 13, Brighton on 12, doing really well playing at the minute but losing. It's going to be a good season, I think. I think there's going to be three or four teams up for it that are going to be really close.
So Brighton, if Brighton win this, now they're going to lose 1-0 to Palace, it seems, 92 minutes in. Had they won this game, they would have been top of the table, Russ.
I know, yeah. It's a phenomenal job that Graham Potter's done. He cut his teeth in Sweden with Östersund. He came back and was with Swansea in the Championship. And he's been at Brighton now for about 3 years, I think. And they play really good football, Brighton do. They were one of my tips to go down, because they're so open and they haven't got the best players in the league, if you like. But they play good football. They just go for it. And they leave themselves quite open, which I think the better teams will exploit. But, you know, it's pretty fair play to them at the minute. They've won 4 out of 5. I think they're going to lose. They've got 3 or 4 minutes left and 1-0 down at the minute. But, sixth place, I think Graham Potter would have took that after six games.
My word, sounds pretty good to me. Opportunity lost there to be top of the table. They'll be kicking themselves, the Brighton boys, today with looks what seemingly is going to be a 1-0 loss away to Palace. Hey, Russ, I want to talk to you about the World Cup every 2 years, but we're running out of time today. I'd love to get your take on it and the opinions of those powerful voices over there in the UK as well on the back of that conversation. So we'll do that maybe next week. So appreciate your time today. We'll catch up then.
No worries. Thanks, lads. Cheers. Pleasure.